Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, Honor to Whom Honor. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Your world should not revolve around your child. That's being ungodly. Did you hear me now? And it is extremely bad for the child. And if you revolve your world around that child and they grow up in that environment and they go out into the world, they'll think the school is supposed to revolve around them. They think where they work is supposed to revolve around them. They think God's supposed to cater to them. And it will not go well with them. And they won't live long. They won't make it long like that. No, but your child grows up showing respect, showing honor to you, to God, to men, and they go into this world, they go into school, they go into college, they go into the workplace with these values and with these attributes. Don't you think that in a world full of rude and cussing and could care less people, they're going to stand out like a light bulb? Is that right? And when it comes time for people to be chosen, who's going to run this? Who's going to be over that department? Who's going to promote it? Who do you think they're going to pick? Come on now, can you see this? So you can begin to see, connected with us being honored and promoted is us honoring Him. And the more we honor Him, the more He'll honor us. Is it good news? Do you care about these things? Well, do we need to learn about it? Do you need to learn about it? I know I need to learn about this. I do not presume that I have arrived by any stretch knowing how to honor God and honor men. I'm believing God. A lot of the things that I'm teaching you, I believe for myself. I asked Him, teach me about this. Show me. I know I've learned a few things, but I know I need to learn more. And He gave me during the course of this some very significant things. Let me go over them. That showing honor, showing respect, a big part of it is what you don't say and what you don't do. And that we are, Faith Life Church, me and you, we're to emphasize right now stopping the disrespect. Stopping the disrespect. We asked Him to teach us. We asked Him to show us where it is and what it is, and He's been doing that. We're in the midst of it right now. Did you know it? He's been doing that. He gave me five eyes of disrespect. And we've been going over those. We want to continue them today. We went back to the book of Genesis in the third chapter, and we saw that in the beginning, there was no disrespect. There was no dishonor between God and Adam, between Adam and Eve and those two and God. There was nothing but perfect harmony and peace and respect and honor until the serpent, the devil, came on the scene. And then we see this sarcastic disrespect. He says, yeah, has God said? Did God really say? And then when they told him what God's, when she told him what God said, he said, no, you won't really die. This questioning and this contradiction, everybody say disrespect.
Disrespect.
Disrespect. And so then that was breathed into our parents, Adam and Eve, when they sinned and fell, and it's been passed down generation to generation, and it's just gotten worse and worse and worse. But God has never changed, and His ways have never changed, and we don't have to be that way. And no matter how you grew up, you don't have to be that way. And so we begin to see the five eyes of the first one, eyes of disrespect, words that begin with I. We see that they ignored God in sinning. The Bible said that the woman took of the fruit of the tree and she ate and she gave it to Adam and he did eat. They had to ignore God to do that, didn't they? They had to ignore what He told them. It's not like they were pretending like they didn't even know, like He hadn't even said anything. Did they know what He said about that tree? Certainly they did. They had to ignore Him, ignore what He had said, ignore that He had created them and given them life and never lied to them, never done anything that was wrong. They just totally ignored Him and it got them into trouble. You know, if they had been mindful of Him and respectful of Him, they wouldn't have even been hanging around that tree, would they? See, the disrespect had already begun by being out there hanging around something that you know he told you not to do. So ignoring. Then the second I of disrespect is interrupting. Interrupting. The scripture says in Proverbs 18:13, in the easy to read, it says, let people finish speaking before you try to answer them. That way you will not embarrass yourself and look foolish. Now I know that's a new idea to a lot of people. Let people finish speaking before you start speaking and answer them. I mean, you watch TV, you watch any kind of a news show or talk show, people are just shouting each other down. So rude. So people say, well, that's the way the world is. You know, it's the squeaky wheel that gets the grease. You got to jump in there or you'll get run over. You won't get your say. That's ungodly. That's worldly. The Lord is not that way. And the squeaky wheel gets the grease is not a scripture. It's not a verse. Now you laugh, but people actually live by some of these things. They live by some of that. They act like they're scriptures. No, no. The Bible talks about being still and being quiet and waiting on the Lord and things like that. Those are scriptures. No, it is very rude if somebody's speaking that you can't even wait for them to finish a phrase, finish a sentence, and you just talk over them so that they have to stop. What you're saying to them by your action is that what you're saying is so stupid and unimportant and insignificant, I can't wait for you to finish that phrase. And what I'm saying is so amazing and superior that you should shut up instantly and listen to me and give me your full attention. How arrogant. No, interrupting is disrespectful. And then thirdly, did anybody remember the third one? Intruding. Intruding is disrespectful. The scripture said in Proverbs 25 and 6, it says, put not forth yourself in the presence of the king. Stand not in the place of great men. Better to be said to you, come up hither, than that you should be put lower in the presence of the prince in whom your eyes have seen. Don't put yourself forward. Don't push into something that you have not been invited into. Don't just show up. Don't just push your way in. Don't just say, you know, I'm just going to go do that. I'm going to go be. No, who invited you is a question that you should ask yourself frequently. Who invited me? Who asked me? Who invited me? And there are certain things that we should approach reverently and not be like the proverbial bull in the china shop. Just come blaring in and loud and pushy. And you know, God is not pushy. Have you noticed this? The devil is. The devil is pushy and demanding. God is not. In fact, if you don't invite the Lord in, He won't come in. If you don't want to hear what He's got to say, He won't tell you. Didn't the scripture say, behold, I stand at the door and what? Why don't He just come in? Could He come through if He wanted to? Could He blow that door off the hinges? Do you need Him to come in? Yeah. What if He just said, well, look, I know you ain't got enough sense to know it, but you need me. I'm coming in. Someone said, well, I wish He would. No, you don't. He'd be like the enemy. He's not that way. He is gracious. He is kind. He is good. You have to ask Him. Didn't He say, you have not? Why? Because you didn't ask. Now people like to say, well, but I don't go for all that. You know, that's just form and niceties and ritual. And I don't go for all that. I just like everybody to jump in and just do what they want to do. And yeah, I know, rebellious. But no matter how you grew up or how your parents grew up, doesn't make it right. Just because great-grandpa got away from God doesn't mean you need to pass it on to your kids. Let's let the Lord restore to us dignity, honor, respect. Certain things should be approached reverently. Certain things should be approached only when you've been invited, upon being invited. You remember Moses comes up to the burning bush. It's a spectacle. He wants to see it. Before he gets there, the Lord says, halt, wait, take off your shoes. This place is holy ground. You know, there are situations and times that we don't need to just blare in. We don't just need to run up. We don't just need to say, well, I'm here. Let's do something. Then you need to be quiet. You need to wait. There are times you need to stand back. Wait till you're called. What if they don't call me? Then don't come. Yeah, but I want to come. Well, it's not all about what you want. Grow up. Learn some discipline. And have faith in the Lord. Well, I want to be a part. I want to be involved. Trust God. Come on, trust Him. That He will satisfy your heart. And if it's not here, and if it's not now, there's another way, there's another place. But like Dave was saying, He loves you. Does He love you?
Yes.
Then He knows what you desire and what you need and what you want. But you won't get it by pushing in. You push your way in, people will resent it. And instead of, you know, getting what you want, you know, people will not invite you, not want you to be around because you're too pushy. But if you stand back and wait till you're called. Oh, this is going over big, isn't it? Can you tell? Everybody's excited about it? Intruding is disrespectful. What was the fourth one? Anybody remember that? Interfering. Now, a lot of times people intrude and then they remain and stay to interfere. We've got the double disrespect there. No, you don't want to do that. You don't want to interfere. The scripture said in Proverbs 26 and 17, it says, interfering in someone else's quarrel as you pass by is like grabbing a dog by the ears. Going around grabbing strange dogs by the ears is a good way to get bit, isn't it? It's a foolish thing to do. And you got to watch about interfering in things that are not your business and don't pertain to you. You hear the phrase, respect their privacy. And a lot of people agree, oh yeah, yeah, we need to respect each other's privacy. And yet, so many will just go right on and not do that, even though they agreed to the concept. What does that mean? Respect their privacy. How do you do that? Well, you do it by not interrupting. You do it by not intruding. You do it by not interfering, among other things. There, you know, we saw with Peter and John, after Jesus was raised from the dead, and they ate the fish there on the lake shore, and Jesus spoke to Peter. He said, do you love me? And he said, yes, Lord. He said, feed my lambs. He asked him again, do you love me? And he said, yeah. He said, feed my sheep. Asked him again, do you love me? Feed my sheep. And then he went on to tell him by what death he was going to glorify the Lord. And so Peter, after hearing that, he says, well, what about John? Well, what about him? What's going to happen to him? And the Lord looks at him and says, if I want him to stay and live till I come back, what is that to you? You follow me.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, Honor to Whom Honor, you may call More Life Ministries at 941-702-7390. That's 941-702-7390. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Thanks be to God, God who gives me